Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Stonemason. Let's hear Stonemason.
It's early in December and I'm working on this wall. Can hardly feel my fingers now at all. I write to you this evening when the cold has left my bones. I send you all some money there at home. Well, the work, it isn't easy, but it's better than the streets. I passed a guy from home last week, the city's got him beat. He asked me for some money, I pretended not to hear. Oh, I swear I'm gonna lose myself out here. And the only thing that matters now, as much as getting home, is trying not to lose the little faith that isn't gone. Between God and this big city and the wall I'm working on, it's tough to find the meaning in a song. It's been a hard life too long. Some days I can't remember how I ended up out here. There's something about the money and the building of a career. The only thing I've built so far is 100 miles of stone. The opposite direction now to home. Well, you asked me not to promise anything before I left. But me, I never listened. Can I get this off my chest? I'm sorrier than anything that drives a man to be here. Cause I swore that I'd be home within a year. And the only thing that matters now, as much as getting home, is trying not to lose a little love that hasn't gone. Between God and this big city and the plane I'm waiting on, it's tough to find the meaning in a song. Been a hard life too long. Well, maybe it's the season, or possibly the cold. Maybe I'm in desperation, finally growing bold. But if I tighten up my belt, start living on a string, do you think I'd make it back to you in spring? For a minute, let's be honest, while I'm laying down these stones, I'm just dreaming of a daydream, of a daydream of a home. And the reason that I pass my buddy sleeping on the stairs, as I know I'll soon be joining him down there. And the only thing that matters now, as much as getting home, is trying to remember how your voice sounds on the phone. Between God and this big city and the plane I'm waiting on, it's tough to find the meaning in a song. It's been a hard life too long.
That is such a song, such a good song. Stonemason is called. The album's Rituals from Niall McCabe, who's in front of me, but he left home about a week ago to get here. Niall, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to have you. The first thing I have to say is congratulations, because, you know, as well as we're not going to bring you in if you think it's rubbish. The album is beautiful.
Thank you very much.
These stories that you've not just conjured them up, you wrote the album some time ago during the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, kind of. A lot of it was written during the first year of lockdown, really.
Yeah.
When I went back home, because I was living in Cork for a long time, and I was desperate to go back home for ages, and finally did, and put down the guitar, actually. And I think that kind of a little break from it, and kind of reconnection with home and with myself.
Yeah.
And then songs just started coming out that, you know, had to come out, I guess.
It's amazing. You better explain for those who don't know where home is.
Home is Clare Island off County Mayo.
So you're an Islander.
I am, yeah.
You are?
You weren't joking when you said I left. I left yesterday yesterday evening to get here.
And you did.
And I was almost late.
That's incredible. But you're born and reared on the island.
Born and reared, yeah. My parents are sitting there now on the island listening in, I hope.
What are their names?
Mary and Bernard Gabe.
Mary and Bernard Gabe, who must be very proud of you.
I think they are, yeah.
Well, I'm sure. I hope they've told you.
They have, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. We should explain. You had your own band, Niall McKay Band.
Yeah.
And then Bioga is the band you're in.
I sing with them whenever they play live.
Right.
For the last few years.
Yeah.
Kind of like a gun for a hire, really.
Good.
I also recorded a few songs with them on a couple of albums. Heading over to Boston tomorrow with them for Paddy's Day.
You're off tomorrow? So,
they look after me. They keep me in good gigs.
But are you leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, leaving tomorrow, yeah.
Right. You're not playing tomorrow night, I take it?
No, we'll be playing Paddy's.
Paddy's Day,
yeah.
Actually, do I know where? We have people who listen in America, you know. Be astonished. The Six String Grill and Stage in Foxborough. Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Massachusetts is a good spot to be now on Paddy's night.
I'm terrified.
Are you terrified?
Yeah.
Oh, why are you terrified? Do you know what size the venue is?
I don't know much about it now. No.
No.
But I'll tell you when I get there.
Don't be terrified. I'd say that'll be terrific. Well, you see, the thing is, too, with Bioga, you're going to get a great response anyway, as you know, because Bioga is going to, you know. And will you get you probably won't get a chance to sing any of your own songs, will you?
No, it'll be all
that's a great shame. That's a great pity. There's interest in you already. We had people getting in touch all the time about you. And we played Lost Boys yesterday. Lost Boys is a great favourite. And to give you one example, my son was walking past me the office at home yesterday, and I was playing it because I'm playing the CD a lot at the moment, and I was playing it, and he sat down and he said, "That's incredible." Now my son is 29 years of age, so you need everybody, don't you, to be a part of
that's, it? I'm so glad that one particularly is kind of catching people, because that's a very personal song for me.
Yeah,
because my two sons are have been over in Canada since the start of the pandemic, July 2020.
Really?
They moved back home there with their mother, and because of the way the pandemic kind of hit us all, I couldn't get over to them for a year, and so that song was about that. Just
Lord, what are
all the last little moments.
What are their names?
Nisha and Kuan.
And are they little lads or what?
Yeah, they're going to be 12 and 10 this year. So,
Lord above me.
Big little lads.
Yeah. And are they still in Canada?
Yeah, they're still there at the moment.
At the moment. Because it really is the whole Lost Boys. And the other, there's a line in the song, if I'm not mistaken, where it took so long to make you, or that, which is very personal. In a song,
making little kids, you know, that really feels like you're making a personality. You're building it day by day, minute by minute. You know, each little kind of moment is kind of what makes a person. I guess that we're all the sum of our little moments.
Sure.
And it was that, you know, when you miss those moments because you're not there, that you somehow don't get to know them.
That's right.
Kind of feel alienated from them.
Well, as we know, the pandemic did cause so many people to be separated, young and old. And in your case, clearly, that was awful. Will you get to Canada? That's the trick.
Yeah, I was just over there.
For God's sake, you're on the move all the time.
Yeah, I was over with Yoga a couple of weeks ago, and I skipped up to Canada 2 weeks with the boys.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, and I'll be back again, of course.
Yeah, of course you will. And they must miss their grandparents as well. That's another.
And the grandparents missed them. I tell you that.
Well, I bet they do. Listen, I have dates and everything. I have Niall McKay with me at the moment. Who was asking about the Lost Boys? Just because I want to make sure that everybody. It was Kate. Kate Scott was on, and the meaning of the lyrics of Lost Boys. I'll give you that now. I will play it. I'm holding it for a second because I want to play Valhalla, which is a great bit of.
Yeah, that's when I actually, kind of the collaboration between me and Bioga, because they had a tune called Valhalla, and I decided I wanted to write a song over it.
Right. Well, you did, and it worked. And then...
When right high upon the night, can you see that I tonight, I'll have love, heaven, earth, heaven help me now.
Album Richard was Niall McCabe. Niall McCabe was with me, and you were saying to me that that's Sean Og.
Yeah, I was just saying that Sean Og Grimm, who's also he's the accordion player and guitarist from Bioga. He produced the album for me, and that's you're hearing a lot of him.
Yeah,
the accordions are all him, and a lot of other
hearing a lot of you as well. But you go off over that. Just before you do anything else, John McGrath says your interview with Niall McCabe. I haven't heard a singer to sound so incredibly like Hal Ketchum, he says. Well, I thought you sounded like Paul Brady.
But well, anyway, said that for some reason.
You've heard that before, I'm sure, because your voice is very distinctive. He says, has anyone mentioned the Hal Ketchum thing before?
No.
Interesting. And
let's check that out.
And he says, it's hard to tell your part. He says, you're great. And he loves the album. But again, there's your voice. You see, we would get a reaction to people who come in, obviously, from time to time. Of course you do. And that's lovely. But you have generated there's a great interest in the sound that you've created. So when you say you're a Bioga, can you do Rituals, the album? Could you do this live with Bioga, or would that require...
I don't know, I'll have to ask them.
Well, can you? No, but I'm asking you.
I could do that, yeah. I mean, that's probably the fullest song there, Valhalla. But
yeah,
most of them are. I wanted it to sound like, even though there's instrumentation, I definitely wanted it to sound like it's a person with a guitar singing a song.
Yes.
And I play these songs live, and I'm very happy at the moment playing solo. That I never was before. I always wanted a band around me before, but with these songs, I feel quite comfortable. So the solo gigs have been great.
Like a confidence thing in the past, was that what that was?
Maybe it was, but I think it's actually just that the songs kind of seem to hold up a bit better on their own than the songs I wrote in the past.
Yeah.
Because I wrote them maybe with that in mind. And then anything that you put on top is just extra kind of
for sure.
Fairy dust,
yeah,
and all that.
But when you're sitting there on the island, mm-hmm, and it's Clara, I mean, you're there, and are you working at something else as well? Or is this life? Is this...
Well, at the moment, this is life. At the start of the pandemic, we kind of obviously couldn't play any gigs. So the guitars got...
Left aside
for a long while, and we were kind of, as I said, painting and digging and building walls and gardens and all that kind of stuff, which is great. But myself and my partner, then we decided we had to do something. So we started a little kind of cafe bakery on the island.
Right.
It's called the Clare Island Oven. And so we did that. So that was 2021, I think it was.
Are you the baker?
I had never baked before, but I... During the pandemic, I taught myself to bake. And
do well, everybody became John Lennon for a while.
Yeah, but yeah. I handed over the mantle to Alice, and she's now the baker, and she hadn't really baked either before that. Yeah, so now we do it. She's going to take it further than I.
So it is a concern. It's a real...
We open again in a few weeks. I actually have some brownies in the van that she sent.
Steady, he's brought brownies. Now, the last person who said that to me... We haven't seen him since. Your brownies in the van, eh? Thank you, guard. Excuse me, guard. I'll be right back. But you brought—is this for your journey? This is for to sustain you on your journey.
No, it was to give to you guys, actually.
But you didn't bring them in, did you?
Well, because I was late, and my maps brought me around to the other side of the complex, and I ran across.
Sake.
Yeah, with my hair flapping
sorry.
In the wind.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was out of breath.
No, well, you're grand now. Anyway, I might actually get one of those brownies off you. right.
They're really good.
I've got a Niall McCabe brownie. Why not? Niall McCabe, it says here, and I'm not going to argue with this, deserves a Grammy nomination for Rituals as Ciara in Cork, and it's wonderful. Rituals is a great song, too, the ritual itself. I'm holding off on the Lost Boys. Do you see why I'm doing this? Because we'd love it to bits. The ritual... what is that? Is that about working? Is that about just being and doing things?
That's actually, I think it's really about because it was in the middle of, and I know you've heard this a million times, pandemic.
No, but it
literally was the at the start of the pandemic. That was the first song. It really kind of was the starting point for the whole album. And every evening after a while, I started picking up my guitar again and playing through this little piece on the guitar, and slowly but surely, you know, night after night, I kind of got a sense of the song, and it's about the kind of a safe place in the midst of darkness, and because I had some of the nicest and most beautiful moments and days that I ever had in my life during the pandemic, and I felt very guilty about it, but at the same time, I just imagined that at any time in history, you know, during world wars, during dark ages, plagues, famines, all that, that somebody somewhere in some little remote part of the country or the world was having a perfect little day in the relative safety of their family or their community. That's true. It was just about that. It kind of feels kind of pastoral and kind of... It didn't feel like it's of any particular time, and it just felt like that.
No, but that sense. But you see, it's like finding a sanctuary sometimes when you find a moment.
Yeah.
And I think even though there was great sadness and loss during the pandemic, there were moments of great joy and great and solitude and contemplation, all of that.
And we felt guilty, but I mean, I think it was probably inevitable that we would feel this because, you know, the contrast is there. When everything is feeling so bad, something very simple can make it feel, you know, make you feel amazing and uplifted.
Yeah,
and that's,
I agree. Anyway, this is The Ritual.
Up in our bed so tight, we won't feel the night like others, deep in this sleep, deep in the night. But in the east, the dawn is breaking, the ritual of life's begun. Arise, arise, come see my darling, come share our lives till our lives are done. Smile, shame.
The Ritual, music from Brian McCabe, which is just gorgeous. Great to be stuck in traffic. Hi, Martin. Great to be stuck in traffic, so I can listen to yourself and Niall. Ziva. So nice, isn't it?
Yes, really.
I mean, just sit and talk. Now, you're off to Boston with BOIG for St. Patrick's Day, and then on the 31st of March, you're at the Ballyglass Community Centre, Ballyglass.
Yep.
Then you're live at Music on the Mountain in Kilcash. Mm-hmm. Where's that mountain?
Oh, I can't tell you. It's a secret location.
Kilcash. Then at the Linenhall Arts Castle Bar, which we know. The Casbar Yeovil in the UK. Little Whelans. You're playing Little Whelans?
Yeah, the tickets went up yesterday. So, yeah, it's a small little venue. I wanted to do a small one in Dublin. So if you want to come to Dublin, then I'd say get on it, because
24th of May.
There's only a few tickets, or it's only a small room.
It's only a small room,
yeah,
okay.
So.
And then you're at the Window Sessions in Limerick on the 25th of May.
Cleary's, yeah, that'd be a good one.
Those gigs, this album, I'm going to say something now to be war. I would love to hear this with the orchestra.
Oh,
would that be something?
I was thinking that today as well.
Funny, we have a connection. We know somebody. But the music is so you. It's so individualistic and it's so gorgeous. And it's when you listen to an album like that and you kind of think, I can imagine it with an orchestration around it and what it would do. And one of the people who I played earlier on, who I play often, Sean Kane.
I was listening to that. That's what I was thinking. I'm a huge Sean Kane.
Isn't he?
Yeah, one of the first gigs I ever went to. One of the first proper gigs, you know, paid ticket was Sean Kane and Sean Tyrrell in the Westport Woods Hotel.
It was
transformative for me, like, to see those, and they were at their, like, they were in their absolute prime, dark-haired kind of
swarthy
characters, and it was just amazing.
You didn't get to see Sean with the concert orchestra, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
it'd be amazing.
Lord above me. And like, he, as you know, he plays the whistle and he plays the pipes.
Yeah, he
did Shenandoah. It was ludicrous.
Shenandoah?
Shenandoah.
Oh, I love that. Tony Rice's version is my favourite.
Yeah, but with the orchestra.
Yeah.
And him playing the pipes. Like, it was just ridiculous. Like, talk about pride of place and pride of Irishness and all of that. Carry on. It was just blown away. But the reason I mentioned that is because he did this concert with the orchestra and recorded it.
Was that a live recording with
the... I got to see him live with the orchestra, which was what it was. But no, they recorded across the corridor.
Yeah.
Which is where the orchestra live, the OT Concert Orchestra, which is one of the great joys of being here, quite frankly. But anyway, it might just be an idea. I'm just going to say good luck to you. Now, don't go without the brownies.
I'll have to run across the complex
but
and
walk.
Get them.
And have you to be somewhere else? So you go
I'll go and get them, because I'll be in trouble if I don't. Because Alice said these are for the guys. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'd love to try them out, and I'll just sort of watch Ian's face change as he tries a brownie from Clare Island. Now, the other thing to say to you is you're flying tomorrow, is it?
Yeah.
You're flying
tomorrow.
Listen, I wish you the very best of luck.
So
it's going to be terrific. I think you're going to be at the top of your game for a long time.
Thank you.
You have an incredible talent. I really do. And this album is one of the finest I've come across, so I want to give you that imprimatur. It won't help you sell any, but it might, you know.
I already sold one while I was sitting here.
Your phone went off.
Yeah, it did.
Brilliant. I hope somebody else will come and buy one. Stay with me. I'm going to play Lost Boys in a second. This absolute classic. It's RT Lyric FM right now. It's 9:21.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel. Sponsored by Citroën. Nothing moves us like Citroën.
Now, Sinead, good morning and welcome back, finally. Now, tell me what you have.
Well, let's start off in Galway. We'll start off in the west, and there are delays on the Tuam Road inbound from Two Mile Ditch to Bohar na Drab. It's slow also on the Old Dublin Road in the west from the Coast Road to Ross Hill Road. Busy in Cork on the M8 southbound heading towards the Dunkettle Interchange. There's a slowdown in Limerick on Sexton Street North from Hassett's Cross to Thomond Bridge. And in Waterford, there's a stop-go system in place again today on the N25 at Kiley's Cross, and that will be in place until the end of March. And that's the latest traffic and travel news. Back tomorrow.
That's fantastic. Talk to you in the morning.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye. Now, Pete Murphy, for whom it was, who sent me the yellow poster on your CD, Niall, when he got in touch and said, you're really going to love this, he has just sent me a message to say, those brownies are seriously good. So therefore, we assume we're on the right track.
Yeah.
So no doubt about it. I'm going to play Lost Boys. This is a favourite. Tell us again what this is all about.
This is a song about my two boys that are in Canada and have been there for the last 2 years. And it was just, I was going for my evening walk And I was just thinking about all the little moments, you know, when your kids fall or they, you know, they're crying about something or upset. You know, it's all these little moments that make up your them as a person. And when you're not there as a parent, you feel somehow you lose out on that. And it was just about them feeling lost to me. And I wrote that.
And their names again?
Nisha and Coon.
Nisha and Coon.
Yeah.
Lost boys.
Mm.
Niall McCabe, it's been a pleasure. Take care.
Thank you so much for having me.
My best to you in Boston.
Thank you.
Written in your bones. Some time to make you. I just want to watch you grow.
That's a song called Lost Boys from Niall McCabe, who is tremendous. He's gone off to get the brownies now, so that's very important. And we'll see how that turns. We'll see how the day turns out, I think, would be the way I'd put that. But what a lovely guest to have in this morning.